You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning. You're right. You're tuning to the radio broadcast of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on in your life, guess what? It's time for your miracle. It's time for you to come up, come cross, and come through, and what? Walk in your miracle. We thank God for your, this morning, we thank God for this radio station again has made it possible Mondays and Fridays, this time right here, to come into your home, come into your cars, however you're tuning into the radio broadcast. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Another station that was announced earlier. I want you to know God is still in control. I want you to know no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're in, God is in control. It doesn't matter. Come on. It doesn't matter what's been thrown your way this weekend. It doesn't matter what will be thrown your way this week. God is still in control. Amen. You got to let the devil know that God is in control. The situation is not in control. God is in control. I will not be moved. I will not take down. I will stand on his word. Why? Because God is in control. Praise our God. Again, you're tuning to the radio broadcast of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly, your host is Apostle Curtis Watkins. We thank God for you this morning. We're so excited about what God is doing. We're so excited about what God is going to do for you. But we must know that he is able to do a scene of all. We thank our acts. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high, because guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you. I want you to trust God. I want you to let God have the reins. Come on, let God have the reins. Give them over to him, because he knows what's best for you. No matter what you're in, no matter what it looks like, he knows what's best for you. The enemy will try to come and try to make it seem like you're not coming through, try to make it feel like you're not being healed. But the word of God says, hallelujah, the word of God says we overcome by the word of our testimony and through the blood of the Lamb. Guess what? God is in control. Good morning to all of you that's on Cypress audience. Good morning to you this morning. Hey, Miss Ellis, God bless you. Evangelist Patty Harvey, good morning. I want to tell everyone that's on, all you that please tag and share this radio broadcast. Let somebody know. Come on, let somebody know. Turn on your radio. Turn on your radio. There is something going to be said. There is something that you're going to hear. Amen. It's going to bring you peace, bring you joy. Amen. Tell them. Come on, share with them this radio broadcast. Come on, share with them. If you, by the way of texting, text it to them. By the way of Cypress audience, come on, share this radio broadcast with them. Amen. Call your neighbor. Call your neighbor. No, tell them you don't want to borrow no sugar. Tell them just turn on your radio. I want you to turn on your radio. And what station? WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. I want you to know God has a word for you. Praise our God. We do thank God once again for being here this morning live in the studio with you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that God is in control. I'm so glad that God has everything under control, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're in. God is in control. Praise our God. Amen. We do thank God for Lady Watkins, my wife. God bless you. Thank God. Amen. Evangelist Watkins, to our church mother, Mother Brown. Amen. To all our prophets, gathers. Amen. Prophets Moses, praise our God, prophets, right, to all the evangelist prophets, amen, all the saints of God, amen, that makes up this really great congregation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Thank God for you, you, and you. Amen to all of you evangelists. Amen. Thank God for you, Evangelist Mara. God bless you. Evangelist Patty Harvey. God bless you. Evangelist Victoria. Bless you. God bless you. Evangelist Jan. Evangelist Blackman. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. You and you, all of you, the ushers, everybody. Everybody that makes up that great congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, thank God for you. I want you to be of good courage again. Amen. I want you to know that God is on your side. I want you to know that God is working for you. He's not working against you. He's working for you. Amen. And he is in control. No matter what the enemy is trying to say, no matter what the enemy is trying to bring to your forefront, God is in control, and he will do exactly what he says he's going to do. Hold your head up high. Be of good courage again. Praise our God. And we want to say thank you all. Amen. Those of you for your prayers. Amen. Your prayers, your cards, your phone calls, your texts. Amen. Your word of encouragement. Whatever you did during the time of the bereavement of my sister, the passing of my sister, Carmelisa Watkins. Amen. We want to thank all of you. We want to thank you so much for coming and being there with us as we celebrated her life on last Saturday. Amen. Praise our God. Saturday before last, we want to thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God for you. Oh, me, those of you that traveled from all over everywhere to be there with us. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your flowers. Amen. Thank you. I might not get a chance to see you face to face or anything, but maybe you're tuning into the radio broadcast about a Cypress audience, and you can hear me saying thank you for on the behalf of my family. Amen. On the behalf of my brothers. Amen. My brothers, Minister Nathaniel Watkins, Reverend Watkins, and Timothy and Watkins. And we want to say thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. My aunties and uncles that travel far near. Amen. To be with us. Amen. Both times. Amen. Here in Florida and in Georgia. We want to say thank you so much. We appreciate you. Appreciate you to the highest. Your kindness will never be forgotten. We want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. To my church family, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, thank you so much for just standing in there from day one, being there, from being there with words, comforts, from being there with just calling, coming by, your covered dishes, whatever you did to try to make this more transition, more smoother. Thank you so much. Amen. And to the St. Mary from letting us host it there where my brother is, Reverend Watkins, to the St. Mary family. Amen. Pastor Ira Laxey, God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Amen. We give God the praise and we give him the glory to all the saints that came. Saints come from everywhere. And the people that know the family, thank y'all so much. Amen. I can't probably start calling names because I might miss someone, not intentionally, but just, you know, don't remember. But I want to say thank you so much. He'll bring all things back to your memories, but you want to start calling names, then you might miss one, and then somebody might feel left out. So this is why I say thank you to all of you that had a hand, all of you that had sent words, cards, or whatever you did to make up this for us. And as we walk through this time, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Listen, I know we got a lot coming up. I got a lot coming up, and we want you to be part of our services. Amen. We will be doing some announcements on it. Praise our God. Pretty soon, I get ready for October. October, amen. Hallelujah. We'll be giving you some announcements. They're getting ready for the pastor's apostle appreciation. Amen. So we want you to come and be there with us. Amen. Enjoy yourselves. Amen. God is going to be moving, and I believe everything is going to be well every night. We got speakers coming in every night. Oh, my God. Then that Sunday, it closes out. Praise our God. Then we'll go right in revival, right in revival. After that, next week, we'll be in revival. You're going to hear more about it. We'll be in revival with Apostle Elizabeth Haywood. Hallelujah. 1500 Florida Avenue, Melbourne, Florida. So you're going to hear more about this, and we got a lot of stuff coming up. So stay tuned as you know, throughout the months and the weeks and days to come, you'll be hearing more about this. Praise our God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to pray for those that are already going through bereavement. We want to continue to pray for Bishop Hatchett, Anthony Hatchett. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Hatchett. Amen. Thank God for you and your family as they walk through the transition of his brother. Amen. We want to continue to pray for him and his family and those that are around him. Amen. We thank you for your calls, your phone calls, for how you did to accommodate this family. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Listen. I want you to know God is good. We want to keep praying for the sick and shut in. Amen. Because God is able to do a sin above all we think or ask. He's still on the throne. God is still on the throne. And he will never give up. He will never give up on you. God will never give up on you. Praise our God. And don't you give up on him. Because guess what? He's a man that he should not lie. God, and he's a son of man that he should not repent. Come on. He can do it. Amen. God is greater than the situation. Again, God is greater than the situation that you're in. God is greater than the situation that you are in. And he's going to bring you out, and he's going to deliver you, and he's going to heal you, and he's going to do what? Set you free. But you must do what? Believe that he can do it. Believe that he's able to do it without a doubt. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Let's go to the word of for a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for one more day. We thank you for one more time. We thank you for one more day that you have woke us up, God. One more morning, you have woke us up, closing our right mind, Father, with the activity of our limbs, Father. We thank you that the blood is running warm in our veins, Father. Oh, praise our God. And Lord, we thank you. You woke up this morning as you started up in their occupation. They are at work. God, some got business to take care of today. Some of God is just perhaps having the day off on vacation, Father. We thank you that your blood covered them throughout this day right now. And we thank you, God, that they walk in divine favor, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch the sick that may be listening, God, and not feeling well in their bodies, God. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father. And I thank you today, God, hallelujah, that we walk in divine wealth. We walk in divine healing right now in the name of Jesus, because this day have already been orchestrated. This day have already been planned. Hallelujah. God, we thank you that you're bringing us out. We thank you, God, that you're opening up doors today. We thank you, God, that we are in perfect peace today. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that we have what we say, because your word, God, will go out and it will not return unto you void, but it would accomplish what you sent it out to do. And Father, we thank you right now, and we give you glory. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Listen, again, this is your host, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, the pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where this is the spot where things happen, miracles happen. Amen. Hallelujah. Souls are being saved. People are being healed, delivered, and set free by the power of God. Because guess what? He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. Praise our God. We got to take God at his word. Come on. We got to take God at his word. Come on. Take God at his word. Come on. Take God at his word, somebody. You got to take God at his word. When the enemy come in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard. Come on here. Why? Because he's who he is. He's Jehovah Shabbat. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's the God of peace. Come on. I know God can do it. Amen. No matter what it looks like, there is nothing too hard for God. I want to thank God, because guess what? In the midst of what you're in right now, somebody hear me, in the midst of what you're in right now, it's not going to overtake you. It's not going to overthrow you. Come on. Why? Because God is greater than the situation. Uh-oh. God is greater than the situation that you're in. He's greater than anything that you're facing or will be facing this week or be facing throughout the rest of your life. God is greater than that situation. That situation is not greater than God. Young man, that situation is not greater than God. Young woman, middle-aged man, middle-aged woman. Come on. God is greater than any situation that we're facing. Why? Because he made us. Why? Because he knew all about us. Why? Because he's there with us. Come on. He's omnipresent. Come on. He's omnipresent. Come on. He's omnipresent right now. Somebody needs to say he's omnipresent with me no matter what I'm in. I mean, he's right there. Hallelujah. From the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. Come on. Why? Because he's who he is, and he's going to do what he say he's going to do. If we trust God, if we give it over to him and allow God to work situations out, work things out for us, he can do it. Amen. Do you believe God? Do you believe God? Do you believe God? Yes, I believe him. Can you trust God? Yes, I trust him, and I know he'll make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. God's going to do what? Overturn it. And God's going to turn things around. Excuse me. He's going to turn things around. But we must believe and trust him. We must take him at his word. Hallelujah. No matter what is going on, we must take God at his word. Come on, somebody. I know God is able to do it. Come on. He's able to set us free. Come on. So we're going to take God at his word. Listen, I want you to know again, we're going to be in some of these great services. Amen. Come on. We're going to be in some of these great services. Oh, come on. We're going to be with Pastor Montgomery, Word of New Hope, Word of Life. Amen. We're going to be there with her on her pastor's anniversary. Oh, my God. It's going to be something. Amen. There's going to be more announcements coming up about that. I want you to prepare. Save the dates. Amen. Hallelujah. Guess what? Prophetess Moses is going to be here. Oh, she's going to be here. Hallelujah. In the midday explosion down in Melbourne, Florida. Oh, my God. It's going to be something. 12 o'clock noon. This is coming up. I want you to know somebody got the dates. They'll put them up for me. Praise our God. Hallelujah. She's going to be there. Then also she's going to be down there. Hallelujah. In revival. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, we got busy time coming up. So come and be with us in some of those services. You don't want to miss the 12 o'clock noon explosion. You don't want to miss that with her. Amen. And those two nights in revival. You don't want to miss that coming up. Amen. You don't want to miss it. I have more information for you with that. Amen. And you can go to her page and you'll see it. Amen. Hallelujah. The announcements. I'm telling you, it's going to be something. It's going to be a life. It's changing. Praise our God. God is on your side. God is working for you. It's not working against you. It's working for you. Praise our God. Listen, I want to go to a very familiar scripture where we preach from several times. And many times people already have preached from this, taught from it. Amen. But I just want to go back and elaborate on this. Because this is what, no matter what it is, God is with you. God is with you. Hallelujah. In the book of Matthew's the second chapter, praise our God, in the first verse. And it says, and again, he entered into Capernaum after some days. It was noise that he was in the house. When God is present, come on, somebody. When God is present in your situation, in your house, there are going to be some noise. There are going to be some changes. Again, the Bible says right here, Matthew's 2:1. Again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. Come on. I don't want to be nowhere where he's not. I don't want to be nowhere where God is not. It was noise. It was something taking place. Every time he comes into the midst of us, there should be some surroundings. There should be something taking place. You shouldn't leave the same because there is noise according to what he says right here. And straightway, many were gathered in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached. Come on. And he preached, proclaim. Come on, this is what the word says. The word unto them. It's nothing but the word. It's nothing but the word. We've got to go back. Come on, people of God, people that know God. We got to go back and preach and proclaim the word of God. Anytime we come into a setting, there should be noise, and it should be a word according to what we're reading here. And he said, and he preached the word unto them. How could you hear without a preacher? And how could he preach except he be sent by God? And listen, he got to have a word, not he, she, and not no gender. They got to have a word. They got to have a word, not of themselves. They got to have a word, not how what they done and all this. He said he preached the word. Jesus never preached himself. He never preached himself. Thank you so much for putting that up. Jesus never, hallelujah, preached himself. He never made no reputation of himself. He preached the word. And when you begin to preach, to minister the word of God, things begin to happen. Come on, according to what we're reading here. And it says that and it says right in the third verse, and they came unto him, preceding him, one sick of the palsy, which was, he was sick of the palsy. He was sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when, it said, and the scripture said, and when they could not come nigh unto him, for the press was so crowded. They were so crowded in there. They couldn't get in. That's what I'm saying. Things are happening. Things will be happening when Jesus show up and he's in the midst of us. They couldn't even get in because of the press of the people. It was so crowded around about the doors. It was so crowded around about the walls. But when the presence of God is in the midst of you, you do not want them. Hallelujah. You do not want, hallelujah, you do not want to be disturbed. You do not, because you want to get there. But when you want something from God, I don't care what the situation is. I don't care. Praise God. Prophet Moses on it. God bless you. Thank God. Hallelujah. There are times where the enemy will try to come and try to make you feel, oh, because of what's going on, I can't be in the presence of God. Or a distraction will try to take me from the presence of God. But come on, you got to have a determination. God is who he say he is. He's going to do what he say he's going to do. And he's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you through. So what they did was, no matter the obstacles, no matter the circumstances that they were around them, come on, hallelujah, when you desperate for God and when you desperate for a word, when he's in the house, it doesn't matter what is going on. You want to be right there. You're going to do what it takes to be into the presence of God, because God is greater than the situation. Come on. They were saying God is greater. What he's saying is greater than the situation of this man sick of the palsy. It's greater than the situation surrounding. We can't get in. Some of us would have went back home. Some of us would have gave up. Come on here. Some of us would have just said, oh, it's too crowded. Come on. I can't be in a crowd. Come on. Some of us would have had all excuses. But these men here, come on, according to what the scripture says, hallelujah. So what they did was, it said when they could, and now when they could not, come on, come near unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof. Are you willing to uncover? Come on here. Are you willing to uncover things to get to God, to allow God to get to you? Are you willing? Come on. Are you willing to uncover? Are you willing to cover? Praise our God. Hallelujah. Uncover just to get to God. There will be situations and there will be circumstances in your life, praise our God, that you're going to go through, but you can't give up on God because you're going through circumstances and situations. Come on. Hallelujah. This is why when you walking with somebody, they got to be in an agreement with you, and you got to be in an agreement with them. Praise our God. This man was on his sick bed of the palsy. Praise God. And they're his friends. They're friends. Come on. I would just say today, prayer partners, you got to have somebody that's going to agree with you. You got to have somebody that's going to push you and to say, when they're going through, we're going to make it through this. Come on. We got to have somebody that know the word. We got to have somebody that can pray for us. Come on. Hallelujah. And let the enemy know you're not going to overtake us. You're not going to overthrow us. Come on. This is what happened. They couldn't get in. They couldn't get in because the crowd. They couldn't get in because it was crowded about the door. It was crowded about the windows. They couldn't get in through the window. They couldn't get in through the door. So what we going to do? They said, we're going to uncover the roof. They uncovered the roof. And the Bible says, according to the scripture right here, it said they uncovered the roof. Come on, hallelujah. Praise our God. Hallelujah. And where he were. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy. They let down the bed. They let down the bed. Come on here. They didn't take the bed up. They didn't take it up on them. Come on. They let it down right in front of Jesus, according to what the scripture says. And when Jesus, come on, it said, and right here, this fifth verse said, and when Jesus saw their faith, oh my God, you got to have some faith. I'm telling you, you got to have some faith. Hallelujah. Because God is a right now God. He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It said right here. In the fifth verse, then when Jesus saw their faith, when Jesus saw their faith, I'm saying he saw their faith. He didn't see, hallelujah. He wasn't going by how hard they had to get in there. Some people was, you didn't notice how hard, you didn't notice what I had to do to get here. You didn't know what I had to do to come. No, with your faith, it doesn't matter. Whatever it takes, get me to Jesus. Let me get to him. Let me get to him. Let me get into his presence. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what I got to give up. I don't care what I got to come through. I don't care what I got to come out of. But let me get to him. He said, and when he saw their faith, come on, when he saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son of man, son, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Thy sins be forgiven thee. He forgave his sins. Come on here. And the Bible says right here, but there was, come on, his drop of the sea, come on, that stood thereby and reasoning within their heart. The scribes and the Pharisees, they was there. You got a lot of scribes and Pharisees, come on here, around your life. When you see God, they know God is doing stuff for you. And they're trying to figure out, how can he do this for you? And you did this and you do that. But you got to stay focused in the midst of what you're in. They reason within their hearts. How can he say this to this man? Praise our God. He stopped right there and he said, this man, spoken blasphemous and can forgive sin, but God only. God is the only one that can bring you out of your situation. God is the only one. Come on, y'all can hear me real good. God is the only one that got this situation that you're in control. It's not out of control. It's in control. Why? Because God lives. See what he said? He's the only one that can but forgive sin. But God is the only one who can do this. They try to reason with that. And the Bible says in the 8th verse, and immediately, hallelujah, when Jesus received in his spirit, come on, that's why your spirit got to be clean. Because you know your spirit talks to you. The spirit of the Lord talks to you. Praise our God. Hallelujah. That they so within themselves. And he said unto them, why reason ye these things within your heart? Why reason? Come on, why try to punish and try to figure out these things within your heart? Come on, hallelujah. Wherein it is easy to say, it is easy to say to the sick, come on, of the palsy, thou sins be forgiven thee, or or to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk. Come on, arise, take up thy bed and walk. When God speaks to you, when God does a thing, it doesn't matter what situation that you're in. It doesn't matter how you had to get there, through there. Come on. But when God speak a word in the midst of what you're in, because he's greater than the situation that you're in, he's bringing you out. Praise our God. We see that they couldn't get in. They couldn't get in because of the press of the people. People be right there, hands on, right there. Sunday after Sunday, whatever Tuesday after Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever day you have services, you're right there. But then there are some people right there, come on, they're trying to get into the presence, but they can't get in because people that there is there, they're blocking, they're sitting there holding up space. Come on. Yet the word is going forth. It's nothing taking place, but here it comes. They came. It didn't matter. They worked. They came. They couldn't get in, so they went on to the roof. Okay, we're going to uncover this roof because we need our friend healed. We need this man healed. Come on. Hallelujah.